Hello, good afternoon. My name is Tony Colin from Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and your number was selected at random. Okay, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
And are you currently registered as a Democrat, Republican, or or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what are the chances you will vote on November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Would that be certain to vote, probably vote,
certain.
Chances 50-50, or will not vote?
Certain.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purposes, could you please tell me your age? Are you from 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in Florida, you know, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Wrong.
Wrong direction, okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about, you know, elections for Congress, would you for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Of course, I vote Democrat down the line.
So it'd be definitely Democratic, right?
All Democrat, yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to ask you your impression of some people and organizations you may, you know, have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable opinion or them, or somewhat favorable opinion, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion, okay? If you don't recognize one of them, it's okay. Just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Thomas Chalifo.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, so don't recognize. Okay, don't. Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Yeah, very unfavorable. With the last thing that you have.
Okay, very unfavorable. Okay, what about Darren Soto?
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, Ron DeSantis.
No, unfavorable. Extremely.
Very unfavorable. Okay, Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Project 2025.
Very unfavorable.
And MAGA Republicans.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, in thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or
strongly approve?
Okay. All right, now thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman, you know, from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove? Somewhat approve. All right. Already in the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat. Which one do you think you vote for?
Sure, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay, and in the election for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcosell Powell, the Democrat. Which one do you think you will vote for?
The Democrat. I'll vote for the Democrat all the time.
Democrat. Okay, thank you. Okay, if the election for a state Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think?
Darren Soto.
Okay, Darren Soto. Okay, as you may know, there will also be an amendment, you know, to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads, okay? No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before availability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature a constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, it's just yes, I can repeat. Well, the amendment reads like this. No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before availability.
Okay, I agree with that.
Okay, so be yes, right? You
that
will
no
vote yes.
Law should tell you, yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress, okay? The first one will be Colonel Thomas Chalifo. He is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for, you know, over 30 years. Colonel Chalifo will put America's first by enforcing the law necessary for securing the border against, you know, the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants. Fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us, independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifo will take this his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Okay, and the other one is Darren Soto. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that, you know, expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin at $35 for those on Medicare. So families don't have to choose between life-saving medications and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Okay, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Would that be improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, lowering the inflation and gas prices, promoting traditional values in schools, lowering grocery prices, securing our border, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, ending the gun violence epidemic, making owning a home more affordable, bringing down the rent prices, protecting abortion rights, protecting Social Security and Medicare, or will be making health care affordable for working families?
What was the question? I agree with all of them. What is the?
But which one would do you think is the most important for Congress, you know, to focus their attention right now?
Well, there's a lot. There's a few that you mentioned that
okay.
I agree with, like the housing, like the climate.
Okay. Give me. You can pick two. Okay. Give me the first one that you think will be the most important to you.
The housing one and
okay,
the
lowering,
one.
Okay, grocery prices, lowering grocery
right.
prices, and the other one you said is the housing, right?
Right.
Bringing down rent prices?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and we almost pretty much done with this survey. Let me read you some reasons people, you know, give for voting for candidates for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think would be to vote for that candidate. Would very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would have virtually no effect at all in your decision, okay, when you vote? Here's the first one. Okay, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Would you say that's very convincing somewhat or no effect on your decision?
Very.
Okay. Darren Soto helped bring down price for prescription drugs and cap out pocket costs for seniors, and is working, you know, to lower health care costs for everyone. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Sorry.
Okay, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
What did you say in the beginning? He's for that or against that?
No, he's for that. Darren Soto opposes to any policy that
right.
will allow
okay.
the government.
Okay.
Okay.
Very.
All right.
Yes.
All right, Thomas. The other one is Thomas Chalifo. He's a fiscal.
I don't have anything to say. I'm not voting for that man. I don't.
Okay.
So you could put no on all of it.
Okay, so I got no effect, okay, because it won't have no effect on your... Okay, Thomas Chalifo is a fiscal conservative who will rule out, you know, patrol federal spending, accessible stimulus packages, and supply chain distribution that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Would that say very convincing somewhat or no effect?
No effect. None of that has any effect on me because he
okay.
will not get my...
All right. Thank you. Thomas Chalifo will support the Trump-backed, you know, America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for 30 years, Chalifo will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked, you know, to solve veteran homelessness. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, and the last one says, Thomas Chalifo will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
No effect. He sounds just like Donald Trump.
Okay.
No
Thank
effect.
You, ma'am. All right, ma'am, now that you have heard a little bit more, you know, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo and that Republican candidate and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto,
okay. All right, ma'am. And now let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, okay? Assuming that each of, you know, the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have a serious doubt about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would have virtually no effect at all in your decision to vote, okay? Okay, yeah, the first one says that Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp, you know, for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida's families. He even made it life harder for working families by voting for tax increase that targeted our small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on your decision?
What? I don't understand what you said. What is the answers again? Serious doubts that he will do this?
Well, no, if that gives you a serious doubt about supporting him for Congress, or it gives you some doubts or no effect.
Okay, and who was that we were talking about? Darren Soto?
Darren Soto, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to vote for him, so you can put whatever you want down.
So, no effect? I mean, I have the
no effect,
okay, so... We have no effect on your. Okay, Chalifo called, you know, for a quote complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Serious doubts, okay? As a chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifo voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending. in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for auxiliary families. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Well, serious doubts means you don't want this guy, right? So serious doubts.
Right. If it gives you doubt about supporting him, yes, that's serious doubts.
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And Darren Soto has supported, you know, the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals across our border and make our community less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives border harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Mega landlord Thomas Chalifo, you know, went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including church in Kissimmee, and has tied, you know, tied at the courts, pursing a host of small claims suits. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Okay. All right. And the last one says, Thomas Chalifo personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is, you know, charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no
serious
effect?
Serious doubts. Sounds like a serious real nice doubt.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Okay, Darren Soto. All right, ma'am. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. What is your primary source for national and political news? Would that be local network, like CBS, NBC, ABC.
Both national and local.
Fox, Univision, Telemundo, or Mega TV? Or would be El Nuevo Día, Talk Radio, Orlando Centennial, your local newspaper?
I just watch the news, like MSNBC or regular news.
Okay. So it'll be regular, just regular, like local network, right? Affiliated.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
All right, ma'am. And just a few questions for statistical purpose. What was the last grade or degree that you completed in school?
12th
grade, okay.
12th.
All right, and do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home?
No.
All right, and if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
It's liberal, more liberal than moderate.
So be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Yes. Somewhat liberal. Not
somewhat
very
liberal.
Liberal.
All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay, you have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.